Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me. What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics? Welcome back to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin. I'm the host here, same as every week. As I record this, my apartment is actually kind of quiet. But that wasn't the case recently. And I'm going to say two words here, trigger warning. This might be triggering for some of you. Two words, upstairs neighbors. I moved into this apartment 3 months ago, and we were fortunate enough to not have anybody living above us. Like, yeah, let's get a ground floor apartment because we have dogs, because, you know, it's just kind of nice to be on the bottom floor. Of course, that means that you're going to have upstairs neighbors, and I've had upstairs neighbors before. I know how much it can suck, but, you know, I guess over time you forget or you just think, it's not that big of a deal. Well, they moved in at 10 p.m. last night. 10 p.m. is when they started moving in. And there was clanging and banging until like 2 o'clock in the morning. I got maybe 4 hours of sleep, something like that. I'm tired, I'm cranky, and I'm making it my life's mission to never have upstairs neighbors again. I guess that's my way of starting the podcast and saying, please feel bad for me. Feel bad that I have to experience this. They're gone right now. I don't know how much longer I'm going to have this peace. I'm just going to enjoy it while I can and record while I can because I don't want to record and have a bunch of people stomping in the background. Today's question that I'm answering on the podcast, I asked on Instagram and somebody asked me, do you get more love than hate? And honestly, it's probably like 50-50. A lot of the stuff that I post, they're like, if it's a Instagram reel or something, or if I post on TikTok, that goes out to a lot more people and a lot of people who don't follow me. And so a lot of the comments that I get there are wild and negative, and they assume a lot about me. By the way, if you're not subscribed to the Substack, please go do that. I send out a Substack every week that goes over some of the craziest comments that I get. But anyway, I do get a lot of comments, DMs, and stuff from Christians who are like, imagine running a hate page and all this stuff. And it's like the same things over and over. But I want to spend a little bit of time here to say thank you to the people who have shown me love, because if you are a content creator in this space, you know, I don't have to spend my time doing this. I choose to, and it's because I get positive comments, and it makes me want to keep going. Here's my word of advice to anybody who does post about controversial things. If you do create content, if you put yourself out there in any way that, like where you get a lot of hate comments and stuff like that, or people telling you how stupid you are, how wrong you are, insulting your looks, anything like that, do yourself a favor, and when you get a good comment from somebody, or like a nice DM, or somebody saying thank you, screenshot it and add it to an album that you create on your phone called Good Comments, or something like that. That's what I've done. It reminds me of why I do this. I do have another folder of all the stupid bad comments that I can later make content about or just laugh at. But I've started a folder called Good Comments for the sole reason of reminding myself why I do this and that it's not in vain, you know, that there's a reason for what I do. And for those of you who don't know why I do this, it's to make people laugh through the pain. You know, there's a lot of people who have suffered at the hands of religion, and I kind of help to relieve that with humor through what I post and to help form a community where people can not feel so alone. Relatability is kind of what I'm going for, you know, through laughs and through being like, oh yeah, I get this. It's not about hate. It's not about making fun of people. It's not about like scoffing and whatever. I mean, I do that, but that's not the whole point. Anyways, all that is to say, I get, it's probably about 50-50 on love, hate, and that might surprise some people, but I do get DMs and comments that say thank you for this, and I'm going to read a few of them that I've gotten recently, not to pat myself on the back or anything, but it's just to, I guess, maybe show people that there is a reason behind what I do, and also for you to know that if you do make content around something that is from your heart or that means a lot to you, save the good comments. Keep those in a place where you can look at them from time to time and be like, oh yeah, there's a reason. It'll fuel you to keep going. So I'm going to read a couple here. I got a DM that said, I love your podcast. By the way, I decided to go back through it. It's both entertaining and affirming. Thank you for what you do. Here's another one. I hope you know how life-giving your content is to those of us who escaped from the chokehold of religion. It's the best. Your page and others like it always make me gut laugh, even on my worst days. So thank you for doing this. You're appreciated, and you're making many people feel seen and understood. I could read some more, but honestly, it feels kind of weird, like I'm trying to pat myself on the back and be like, look how awesome I am. And that's not why I'm doing this podcast today. It's just to say what I'm doing does have a positive effect on some people. It's easy for those on the outside to look and say like, oh, he just wants to hate. He's just a hater. He just wants to bash Christians. He wants to bash Christianity. And that's not the point. At the end of the day, I'm like, it's okay that some people think that. It's okay that some people feel that way. It's okay that they think that I'm just some like a Reddit atheist who is angsty and wanting to, you know, make fun of believers. But that's not why I'm doing this. It started as a way for me to vent my own frustrations, and I quickly saw how much it, how many people it resonated with. And I didn't expect that, and I was kind of blown away by it. And all of this kind of stuff fuels me to keep going. Yeah, it does honestly get tiring to talk about religion sometimes. It does get hard to respond to the same comments over and over sometimes, or to like have to deal with the personal insults and things like that. But then there's a net positive. And it's just one of those things where if you get haters, then you're obviously doing something right. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for following me on the socials. It means a lot. I hope that you've gotten some stuff out of the content that I've posted. I've been doing it for a while now, and you know, I still find value in it. I go through lulls. It's like everything else, but overall, I know it's worth it. And so if you feel like you want to post about certain things, but you're scared of the pushback or like the comments that you might get, I say go for it, because you never know who's out there who might need what you have to say, you know, and I think that makes it worth it. Remember, you don't need a God to be good. Peace out. To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.